So I was just able to upgrade my iPhone to firmware version 3.0 beta 3, which was leaked out, I think a couple days ago. I have a legit AT&T SIM, so I was a little skeptical because everybody kept offering like $5 for developer because that's the only way you're going to be able to activate your phone. I found out that that is not true. You don't need to have a developer's account to activate, but you do need iPhone browser to go in and edit some of the strings. If you need some help with that, let me know. But when you upgrade, you're going to need the latest version of, it's actually not Dev's team version of QuickPwn because they have not come out with an official version for 3.0. You're going to have to find the unofficial version. And then you're also going to have to get the Beta 3 firmware, which you can probably find on Pirate Bay or something like that, and just make sure it's the correct firmware version. After that, you're just going to have to do a restore, a legit restore from iTunes with that firmware, holding down the shift key. And then once that finishes down, open up QuickPwn and do that. With the same firmware in the opponent, make sure that you do not check mark activate on a 3G phone because it will not work and you will not get signal. You'll get past the emergency screen, but you will not get signal and you will not get 3G back. So your phone is useless and it's now a touch. The other thing is, once you do get all that done, let me know. And I will give you the instructions to activate without a developer's account. And I'll talk to you then.